are listening to episode 20 of the Keto Island Boys podcast. Today we will be interviewing Tanya Johnson, who has started the ketogenic diet March of 2018. See how it's helped her not only combat certain things like depression, but also how it's also helped her daily life. Thank you and enjoy.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been doing keto since September of 2018.
And this is Hines, and I've been doing keto since March of 2018.
And welcome to the
Keto
Island Boys podcast.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. This is episode 20 already.
I know, it's crazy.
I know, it's 20, and man, it's been crazy. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on, me and you, this past week.
Oh, yeah. I just put out a tweet yesterday, or a couple of days ago, just talking about how we did a lot of traveling this last week.
Mm-hmm.
And, so first off, let everybody know. So, you know, last week was your birthday. You know,
my 41st birthday on November 7th. Yeah. And I went to Hawaii for the Bruno Mars, Common Kings, and the Green Concert. And man, the island was crazy. It was so good. Like, I've never seen like an opening act like fill up. Like, I mean, like the whole stadium was packed just to see, you know, the opening act, which the green went on first on Saturday, and then Sunday I heard Common Kings went on first, so they kind of switched who went on first.
Yeah. But,
like, Rebel Soldier was there, like Fiji was there, Jay Boog was there, like, and
what?
Jay Boog went on stage for a song, but like Fiji was there in the audience, like you could see them, like on the, you know, like everyone.
No way.
There were so many people, so many celebrities there, and like, you know, everyone from the island. I was wondering, like, how does, like, they pick, like, do you think Common Kings and the Green are the, like, most popular of the?
No, you know what it is? They have recent albums. They have recent,
okay.
They have full recent albums. So, like, Green had a album that came out this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then same thing. I think Common Kings also had an album that came out this year as well, too. So
yeah, okay.
All those other guys have, like, old stuff, right?
Yeah, you know? Okay. I was wondering how Bruno Mars came about picking them to be their opening. Like, you know, I was like, and hey, oh, why didn't they have her? You know, like,
she hasn't had a new album. Yep, so it made sense. It's like those two are – they both have new albums out, and they're both really good. And
So, you know, we did a I documented as much as I could. I tried to keep it as keto as I could, but man, I mean, you're there and
you're on vacation,
like,
man.
Vacation. Yeah. And like, you know, but a couple of places I went to, you know, I decided, you know, I didn't eat the rice or whatever, but you know, everything else, you know, I was just kind of like go with the flow, eat whatever, and yeah. And so I did the thing of weighing myself when I got back, and
nice, dude, yeah,
man, I literally gained like 20 pounds.
No way.
Yeah. 20 pounds. No joke. 20 pounds.
It looked like you were eating pretty keto though.
It was, but you know, most of it was like, you know, water weight. But you didn't see all the stuff I didn't post that was like, just like nonstop, just going crazy, you know? And
nice. Now, would you say you ate more carbs, or did you eat more sweets? Obviously, sweets are still carbs. Sweets, but...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. More sweets than carbs per se.
Like rice or bread.
Yeah. It was more like it was just like, you know, the island, the desserts, the donuts. They're Hawaiian Leonard's. You know, they're malasadas. Yep. And candies that they have there, you know, their macadamia nuts with candies and stuff. I don't know. It was just this whole bunch of shit. But anyways, I gained 20 pounds. And then the day after I weighed myself, I think I fasted like yesterday.
Yeah. That's the way I feel like, yeah, man, let your body naturally
get
rid of all that shit.
Yep. And I think I just lost like 8 pounds just by fasting just one day.
Wow.
So, but anyways, you got your glucose and keto mojo, right?
I do have it. I haven't used it yet. So
yeah, when I got back and I landed on the plane, I was just curious to see what my baselines were. And man, my glucose was over 100. It was like 100 and like, five.
No shit.
Yeah. And so like my blood sugars were really high. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. You know, my blood sugars would be really high. Normally it's in the 80s on the Keto Mojo. And then when I landed from the plane, probably not a good time to test, but I tested it after the plane. It was like over 100. I was like, ooh, that's pretty high. And then I checked this morning, it was back at 82. And nice. Actually my ketones were registering at 2 this morning, 2.0. So I was like, dang, I'm still have ketones just floating around, you know, in my body still. So I kind of feel like, I was pretty adapted when I was over there, but you know, I can definitely feel the tiredness and, you know, always wanting to eat every like 2 or 3 hours. Well, not because I felt like it, it's because everyone else was eating every 2 or 3 hours. So I kind of ate with them.
Yeah, no, that's really hard too. When you're the only person that was person kind of out of a group of like non-keto. Right. Because it's like, yeah, it's natural. Like you said, people are going to want to have, right? You guys were making or having breakfast every morning. Yep. It's like,
yeah, breakfast every morning. And then, you know, we hit the beach and then they want to go eat afterwards and then dinner. And then like, you know, late night when we go out into the bars. And yeah, I mean, it's just a cycle. And then, you know, you can hear everyone say, like, oh man, I'm so stuffed, or, you know, they're so tired. I was like, yeah, I know why.
Yeah.
So, but and it's hard to get back into it. You know, like you're used to such a routine. I'm so used to a routine here back at home, you know, and having to jump back in it after like, you know, 8 days of, you know, just being carefree and doing what you want to do. It's hard to get back into. Have you been able to get into your groove?
Actually it's been pretty, for me, it hasn't been too bad. It's like, but the week of transition. So, when you guys were in Hawaii, I drove. So what's funny is that last week I wasn't eating very good either. It was like, it was almost like my last week in Washington State.
Yeah.
You know, and people are wanting to go eat at random places. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm kind of fasting during the day and then, you know, kind of eating whatever at night. But this week, since I've been in Vegas this week, I've been pretty good.
Yeah, nice.
But me and Cook drove down from
Seattle
on Friday, early Friday morning.
Yep, yep. How was the drive? Was it raining?
No, it was cool. It was real cool, actually. It was like, you know, it was 14 hours that first day, and we were kind of smashing, you know what I mean? And we didn't even stop to eat. We just, we just fasted, you know, and I kind of told them that was my game plan for the drive.
Yeah. How was the drive fasted? Did you feel more alert? Were you tired? Were you kind of hangry or like...
Oh, dude, I didn't even feel, I didn't feel nothing at all. I wasn't even hungry. Yeah, that was the weird one was.
Yeah. Usually you'd be snacking. You'd want to be snacking on stuff or, right? No, usually on trips.
So if we weren't making a stop at a gas station, we were making a stop at, like, Starbucks.
Yeah.
And then just grabbing, you know, Americanos to go.
Yeah.
And then we'd be on the road again. We probably stopped at like three Starbucks, you know.
What is your, what was Cook's, what is your, cause I did the same thing in Hawaii. What did you get as your keto coffee of choice? And what did Cook get for a coffee at Starbucks?
Well, I ordered and then he was like, oh, I've never had that. And then I was like, oh shit. Yeah, here, I'll get you, I'll have you try one. So this is actually a funny story. So we go in. And we go to Starbucks. We just got like a venti Americano with the sugar-free vanilla.
It's just coffee and water, hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, espresso. Yeah, espresso and water.
You could get more. You could add espresso shots to it if you wanted.
Oh, okay.
Nando was talking. Remember in Nando's podcast where we interviewed Nando? Shout out to the Bronx.
Yeah.
When we interviewed Nando, he was talking about he does three shots, extra shots of espresso. I was like, damn.
So,
that was actually the only difference. So we got Americano. Uh-huh. He got an extra shot because he really likes the strong coffee.
Yep.
And then free vanilla and then like a splash of heavy whipping cream.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Bomb. Telebomb, right? But they fucked up.
Oh,
they put sugar-free cinnamon dolce.
Oh.
And what's crazy is I was like, it's all right. You know, it tastes different.
How did you know cinnamon dolce? Oh, you could taste it.
Because that's usually my drink, sugar-free vanilla with the Americano sugar-free vanilla, splash of heavy whipping cream.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Cook was like, oh, damn, this is bomb. And I was like, I'm glad you found something you like. But, you know, I was like, man, I'm not going to complain or nothing. I'm not going to, like, try to switch this out. Yep. We just trying to get back on the road. And, it wasn't bad. It just wasn't what I was looking for. But it was all good.
You don't usually put almond milk or coconut as your liquid? No. Oh, okay. I got to try the Americano thing then because I was doing a latte with, the regular almond milk, the unsweetened almond milk, and the splash of, like, I don't put any sugar-free, but I put the, like, a heavy whipping cream and then cinnamon on top. But I got to try the one you had.
That sugar-free is bomb. It's bomb. And Americano is basically the difference between that and drip is it's fresh. They use the espresso. They make that stuff fresh. So it's like,
I thought Americano is like a latte. They use espresso beans, but just no milk. You just add water. Yep. Okay. Yep. That's right. Okay. I never had it. Usually get Americano. Okay. So then what happened?
Because, sometimes people go in and get a drip, that drip could have been made, 2 hours ago, So, like, Americano, it's a little bit, it's like an extra dollar from a drip, But
you're right.
It's just the espresso beans with the water. So, just adding that heavy whipping cream and it's bomb.
Okay, good. I'm gonna try that.
And then.
You said it was something funny happened the next day or next time you went or.
Oh, well, because I went to go get my vanilla and then Cook actually likes the cinnamon dolce. So it's like, it was cool. It was like, I drove about a little bit more than halfway and then I had Cook finish off the rest and, I was cool. You know what I mean? Like, even when we had arrived, did we eat? We still didn't eat dinner for another hour or so after we had gotten there, hour and a half. Mm-hmm. So like you said, I wasn't even really that hungry. I was just like just kind of tired from being in the car all day, other than that, no, it was cool, so what was the other random crazy thing was, like, I didn't realize there was like all these fires going on.
Oh yeah, that's right. They did it
when we got into the Bay Area.
Dude,
this shit was dark. It was dark as fuck. It was super dark too. It was just like, damn, like it was 4 o'clock and it looked weird. And I was like, I know it gets dark at 4 o'clock in Seattle, but like,
I'm watching it. Yeah. Weird. I'm watching it on the news and just seeing how much devastation all these fires were happening.
Yeah. There's two different fires and both in California. It's crazy.
Wow. So, and you know how crazy it is in Seattle where the fires from Vancouver and all the ashes that pushed, south. Man, I can't imagine over there, like, there's just so much devastation that happened from this fire. Man, this is like an ongoing thing every year. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, And it's so late in the year too, so there's like some weird stuff going on that's just like, damn, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy that there's two fires going on at the same time in the same state.
Is it pushing all the way to Vegas? No, it doesn't get that far.
No.
Well,
it's so windy too.
Yeah, that's true.
So that was the other thing. So when we drove on, so we stayed in the bay for a couple days, chilled. But we left early Sunday morning, like around 8 or 9.
You watched the game, right?
No, like 6 or 7.
College football game?
Yeah, we'll watch the Stanford-Oregon State game. So that was good. So what's crazy is that they were even talking about moving the game back.
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because they're not allowed to play if the air quality is worse than 200 something.
Yeah.
I forgot what the measurement was, but throughout that day, it was like teetering in between 150 and 175. So, the air quality, I mean, what's weird is in Washington, it was like that for like a whole week. I remember this last summer. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So it was kind of like that, you know, and I was like, damn, I'm actually kind of used to, you know, I'm not used to it, but I'm used to seeing it. So.
Did you see? Yeah. Did Cook cheat at all during that week when you
got? Dude, that dude is.
He's strict.
Oh yeah, dude, he's hella strict, man.
Nice.
So the one time he did cheat,
uh-huh.
The one time he did cheat was we went to that day before the game. Mm-hmm. We made a run to In-N-Out.
Oh, nice.
So he didn't. He just but. He had fries.
Yeah.
He had fries and the bun. So he got like a double fries, bun, and still had a Diet Coke. I was like, dude, you don't want to get a shake or something? Like,
he didn't get a lettuce wrap? And I would probably do like a lettuce wrap and then fries.
That's what I did. I did lettuce wrap, fries, milkshake.
So this is like you pick less of the poison, like you're just like, okay, I'll have fries and a shake, but I don't want to fuck with the bun, right?
I just don't I just don't care for the bun taste wise. But what the bun does do is it is way less messier to eat one of those burgers, especially if you have a lot of stuff added, right? So, like, if you're adding, you know, like, peppers and grilled onions and stuff like that, then, your burger gets hella messy when it's bunless. You know what I mean?
Because it's that's why people eat it with, like, a fork or a knife.
Well, yeah, but, you know, they try to wrap it real good with the lettuce.
That's true.
You know? Right. So, but you're right. I should have just said, fuck it, and just said, hey, give me a knife and fork, and then I'll eat it that way. Because it's just, you know, you try to attempt to eat it. Like, but dude, they're bomb. They're hella bomb.
So what do you think? You like the In-N-Out burger or you like Dick's burger? What's your debate there?
Man, that's tough to say.
It's different, right? It's different.
They're different. You know, they're hella different. Yeah, but the tight thing about In-N-Out is like there's so many different like options that you can get, like protein style, animal style, you know, you can add hot peppers. And Dick's doesn't really allow – they don't have hot peppers, you know. But I do like the fries at Dick's better. But I do like the burger options that In-N-Out provides that Dick's doesn't provide.
We should do our food segment for the
In-N-Out. Oh, yeah. Have we done that?
Yeah. We haven't done In-N-Out. No, we have not done In-N-Out.
Well, because like that, like I said, oh yeah, and then we can go over to the special options that.
We'll do that after our interview with Tanya, and we'll just do the quick segment on In-N-Out. Yeah. So you're all settled. You're finally getting in your groove. What's your day like since you're not working right now?
Oh man, I'm just kind of relaxing right now, to be honest.
Relaxing, nice. And, that's good, man. Yeah.
But yeah, no, just kind of settling in. I still haven't really put stuff away. I also noticed that my parents' house there, it's like it's really cluttered, and you know, it's like an old person's house, right? So they have like a lot of stuff. They have just a lot of older stuff, and just like some of their stuff. It's like, man, I need to. So one of the liberating things when I was leaving Seattle was just throwing away a lot of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now I still have that bug in me, and like I have like Yeah, I just need to, I need to unclutter my parents' house and then bring their house and stuff more up to date with like technology stuff. You know, they need a new TV. They need the like, they just have a lot of, they just have a lot of clutter and just, you know, and then, so yeah, once I kind of helped it, cause to be honest, they're kind of like, they're not that bad, but I think they're kind of like mini hoarders.
I understand.
This is like beginning. This is like beginning stages of hoarding because there's like a table right next to me and there's no room for me to like set a drink. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, and there's like
you might have to like just keep throwing things out little by little until they not notice, you know?
Dude, for real, for real.
Hoarders know, like when stuff has been moved they can't find something. Isn't it weird?
Yeah. For real. So it's like they have like all these old, hella old, they have hella magazines. I'm like, man, what if it's like this ain't no doctor's office? Like, who's reading all these old ass magazines? Like, what the hell?
Hey, do you have a computer yet?
No. So I'm probably going to get one next week. So the dope thing is, you know, my dad's retired military and we live right by the military base. So.
Oh, nice.
So yeah. I went in. That was one of the things I did. I went in on Tuesday and looked around for computers. I just want to do a little bit of shopping, like, you know, shop prices. But those prices, I mean, they look really good. So, because
I get a military discount and no tax or something, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, that's good.
So yeah. Oh, and then that brings up the other thing. Yesterday before the game, went shopping. So that's
the Seahawks game. The Seahawks game?
Yeah.
Yes. So who smashed? Who beat Green Bay?
Yeah. That was a nice stress-free fourth, like last few minutes. I like stress because a lot of games against Green Bay are very stressful. Anyhow, that's the other thing I was also noticing when I got here, right? My parents are totally not keto and they eat all the stuff that's terrible for you.
Oh, of course.
Tons of margarine. Yep. Tons of vegetable oil, zero olive oil. I mean, my mom loves fruit, so I mean, there's like apples and bananas everywhere, and I'm just like, oh my gosh.
And then, are you gonna test their ketone level? Are there blood glucose and stuff? Since you have the keto module?
So I mean, that's the plan is to like, so I actually talked about, so I mean, you know, the main reason I came down here is to like, I believe in keto so much that I moved down here to get, because I knew that will probably be the only way that I could try to influence them to eat different. Yes. And I don't want to be too much of a, like, I don't want to be too much of a dick about how I go about it either.
It's tough.
Yeah,
it's tough because, you know, your parents and like my parents, you know, they've been set in their ways for like 70 plus years, right? And like change is hard. And it's over time. It took us a long time to change and like trying to change people's habits, especially your parents. I mean, like, you know, man, that's great, man. I hope you can do it. So what kind of little things are you trying to do?
I have a game plan in my head, right?
Okay,
I want to be able to show them like some YouTube videos, like sit them down and actually like, hey, because my mom's a firm believer that fat is still bad for you, right?
And
my mom's a nurse, so she talks to doctors, and a lot of doctors are like, you know, beware of the high fat, and so, and these are her own doctors, so But you know what? One of the dopest things to happen that I didn't even think about was, you know, and I'm sure he'll be okay. But Cook has always been a little overweight, or he's been overweight for a lot of his lifetime, right?
Yep.
And so, my parents, even the next day after Cook had left, because you know drove down with Cook, and then he flew back that night, Sunday night, back to Seattle. But what's crazy is my parents were still like, we went to lunch the next day and my parents were still talking about how skinny Cook was.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Cause your parents know Cook. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what they say like, oh my gosh.
They were like, what happened? Like, you know, like, and you know, I try to tell him, I was like, you know, he just eats different now, you know, it's like, you know, so, So yeah, you know, so that's, you know, I'm just definitely planting seeds and like just trying to eat in front of them and just showing them what types of stuff that I eat in front of them. And so
do your parents take insulin?
My dad medication. Does. Yeah. My dad, he has to poke himself, man. So it's like,
yeah,
that's the crazy one too, man, is just watching him poke his stomach.
I know.
He has to, I'm like, dude, like, yeah. You want to keep doing that? He's like, because he's like, I used to take pills, but they'll mess up my kidneys or whatever. And I'm like, and it's like, exactly. I'm like, and I try to tell him, I was like, you know, part of the reason why I moved down here is so that you eat better, you know. So, mm-hmm. and then my dad was making like breakfast every day, and I was like,
yeah,
dad, I don't eat breakfast. So
yeah, you know, it's like, I know it's kind of weird. You know, when you grow up and like they cook breakfast for you.
Yep.
It's a normal thing, right? Like, absolutely. That's what parents do, like, or anyone, not just everyone cooks breakfast.
Yeah, morning, like you were just on vacation, and you know.
Yeah.
So yeah,
they're cooking eggs. Yeah, everyone they cooked one day at that house, and they had eggs and all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, I'm not that hungry, and it's just weird to not eat when everyone's like eating, you know, so, like.
A lot of times, right? It's more social, right? Like.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, social. Yeah.
So I think for. I think for me and Cook, you know, Saturday morning we wake up and then it's like, you know, they're making breakfast and it's like, oh, we usually don't eat breakfast, but you know, we're not going to be weird and not eat breakfast. So
yeah. That's yeah.
So yeah, actually made some, did waffles and, but you know, we had eggs and bacon and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was, you know, that was another cheat moment,
so,
you know.
So it'll be a little bit of an adjustment for you too to keep it keto, just because, you know, the options, you have to do your own shopping and do your own thing, you know, to have all the little snacks and stuff that you need.
Yep, absolutely. So great thing that you brought that up. So that goes back to, so before the game yesterday, went to the commissary on base.
Yeah.
And it was, and you know, that's the first time I had been there in so many years. And now that, you know, when you do keto, your mindset is different. When you walk into a grocery store, you know, there's only so many things you can eat, right?
Right.
So there's only sections that there's full on sections of the grocery store that I just won't go down. Like the candy section. Like if it's just all candy.
I just like to look sometimes when I go down. They're like, oh, what's
I
know what you're talking about. Yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Like, you know, I was like, fuck, man, I'm trying to get back and watch this game. So I'm like, I don't really want to, like, because already, like, you know, go to the cheese section and, like, the surprising thing was comparing to, like, grocery stores just in Seattle. So this is for, like, deli meat and deli cheeses were actually cheaper, like, cheaper in Seattle.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They got Trader Joe's and Whole Foods up there?
I think they do. I haven't looked for any of those yet. Okay. I'll probably check some of those out too. But I was just so
sorry.
I was just so curious to see what type of prices the commissary had, though, you know, and see if they had like great prices. And so, like their meat is okay. But yeah, it was just kind of eye-opening to see. I couldn't find macadamia nuts anywhere.
Oh, damn, yeah.
They didn't sell those at all. So just kind of different things that just kind of stood out to me. They didn't really have a selection of, like, pork rinds. It was just the regular old $2 pork rind bags that every convenience store has. So, I was just actually disappointed with the options that they had. They just didn't really have as many options as what I thought, you know. And so, which also makes me think, man, this is our, like, military, and so you have all these people that are eating hella carbs all the time, you know. So it's like,
right, yeah,
you know. So, but hey, that's just, you know, I don't know how that stuff works, but I thought that there would be more options and stuff, variety. Right. There wasn't really that much variety.
Well, I mean, but you're used to the, you know, Costco shopping, you know, so
you're right. I mean,
Costco has all the variety, and you're, you know, familiar with everything, right? So
yeah. And like I said, I just wanted to check that out because I haven't been to one of those just shopping keto since I've started keto. So right.
Yep.
Oh, the one good thing is they have hella spam. So bahamala spam.
And it's dude, I was in Hawaii. Hot and
spicy spam. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So they have the I got a spam that has with bacon had inside of it had spam with like Portuguese sausage.
Wow.
I mean, because you know Hawaii, that's like they.
Spam country.
They manufacture spam, so they had all types of. I'm gonna save those photos for later posts, but yeah, man. They had a variety there. They had spicy spam.
Hot yes.
Oh wow,
that's my shit. That's my shit right there. Hot and spicy spam, and you can only find. So it's funny because I say that there's not a lot of variety. Although hot and spicy spam, I swear it can only be found. In military bases, it's crazy. every time I try to look for it, every other place that sells spam, it's hard to find.
Hey man, make sure you take some photos of that. You know, I want to see.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll post that.
Nice.
Oh, and then also random, and I still have to post these too. I took pictures on Tuesday night. Tuesday night, fried some fish.
Oh,
with. Pork rinds.
Oh, you smashed up some pork rinds?
Smashed them up. You know, that porking good people. Oh, now, did you get your...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like using that would have been so much easier because it was kind of a bitch.
Way easier. Yeah.
It was a bitch just because... Yeah, it was just a bitch.
It's just more messier smashing it up. I mean, it's probably cheaper doing your own. I get it. But, like, having it to be finely grind. And
that's the one.
Yeah.
Because I was smashing them, and then, you know.
No chunks.
If they're not fine enough, they're not going to stick to the fish or to whatever you're frying. So, fuck.
Yeah.
So, I found myself smashing them in the bowl, like, right before I was putting it on as batter. It was it was fucking messy, dude. It was like, damn.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there trying to.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. The convenience, dude, is so if I could, but the thing was, it was hard to find that. Like, and I need to order some because I'd like to have some available.
Yeah.
Just in case next time I deep fry some stuff. So, but taste wise, it was bomb.
That's good. Oh, hey. That's not bad. The coating wasn't soggy when you fry it, it was really crispy. For the fish.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. It was bomb. It was. Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, how have I not done this ever before? So
you would. How would you normally do your fish? You wouldn't put crumbs normally though when you fry your fish, right? You just fry it normally, right? Without.
Oh, I rarely fried fish. Myself.
Yeah.
You know, I would always just go buy fish and chips. So,
sure.
What's crazy is that my dad had fish out and that he was going to fry it using the regular breadcrumbs.
Oh,
yeah. Like, no. I was like, let me try something else. So, I actually drove to Walmart. Walmart real quick, you know, trying to picked up some pork rinds and some random stuff. And then, and then called it good. So,
man.
So, still trying to adjust to life out here. It's weird. It gets real sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. During the day, and then but it gets cold. It gets colder than Seattle. I swear.
Damn. At nighttime, yeah.
So I mean, it gets down to like 40 degrees at night sometimes. So it's that weird desert weather. So, but I haven't cheated at all this week. So it's it's like ever since Sunday night, been good. Yeah. Saturday, actually, that last Saturday was the last time I cheated. So I feel good. I should check my ketone levels and all that stuff. So
nice. Yeah. Well, you got the machine and now we can start doing some posts on how our levels are doing and how we're doing. So yeah, it's good. Just good way of checking in on like things after you drink or had a binge night or if you're still in ketosis after like binging for 2 days. And I was really surprised when I took my meters that I still had ketones registering even after a week of just eating like carbs and sugar and stuff that it didn't, I don't know. People say kick you out of ketosis, but I feel like, I don't know. I was still registering ketones. I don't know if that means that I'm in ketosis still. I don't know. I could definitely tell my energy levels were not as high and, tired and stuff like that. But I'm going to give a good, week or two to get back on it again. So,
I mean, part of it too, maybe, I'm just, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a nutritionist or anything.
Yeah,
we're not doctors. We're not any sort of medical professionals out
there. What were you thinking?
But so when you tested yourself and you saw ketones, were you fasting during that time? Or
It's in the morning, so like I had been fasted, so. But that was pretty quick, though, to register. I went from registering like a 0.3 to like a 2.1, right? Wow. Within a 24-hour period. So I don't know. I kind of wanted to test it again. Maybe I'll test it again later this afternoon. I brought it with me to work so I can test it again. So I'm going to try to do it. Like, I want to try to do it every morning so I know what it is, you know, before I drink or eat anything after I sleep. And then I try to do it at nighttime to register it at least twice a day, just kind of see, you know, my normal routine and where I registered my glucose and my ketone levels and stuff. So as a guide, you know, I won't change anything unless I really drastically need to. If I'm not registering any, you know, ketones, and I must be doing something wrong with my diet, you know. So I just use it as a guide.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, well, man. I mean, I still have to use it. I'm still trying to figure out some stuff with it. So
yeah,
I still need to get my laptop and just do a couple things, and then I'll be good to go. So, but so far so good as far as I haven't cheated, you know. With the opportunities to cheat, like, I just feel like, man, being around my parents, I just don't want to cheat right now. I don't want to show them that I binge hella hard.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I totally understand. And
like, I just want to be an example of, like, hey, like, you could eat other stuff, you know, so.
Yeah. Cool, man. Well, let me keep us updated on that progress. We'll do what we are. We'll do our weekly thing, and you just tell me the highs and lows, and maybe you'll have little wins.
Oh,
you
know, yeah,
like saying, hey, my mom started eating different kinds of fruits, or no longer has pastries and, you know, munches on different. Yeah. So, I'm curious how your progress goes.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because cool. I feel like it'll help them, you know? So,
yeah, it should. Any shout outs, anything?
Just shout outs to, you know, shout out to you, birthday boy, shout out to Tom. It was Tom's birthday too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Lito's birthday yesterday.
Yeah, shout out to all the birthday people and everybody that got to celebrate. Man, that Hawaii trip looked badass. So
yeah, man, it was
shout
good
out to you guys. Shout out to Big Cook, man, for taking that drive down with me, you know, from Seattle to Vegas. That was a That was pretty dope. Shout out to Netta and Andy for dinner on Sunday. Found out that some people are doing keto. It was like, damn, that's always dope. So
that's cool.
Yeah, so it was dope. Just finding out that sort of information. Shout out to Tavita and Caroline. Yes, thank you for hosting us while we were in the Bay Area those couple days. And then, just shout out to everybody that listens to this podcast, man. We just really appreciate you. And,
Who's hit us up on Instagram, getting a lot of messages. I've been getting a lot of Facebook messages as well for keto questions. I got to put them all down and do it on the next segment. But, I've been getting a lot of people inquiring about things and, happy to give advice or anything, you know, that's been working for me. So yeah, thank you everyone for listening. And you're going to be listening next to, Tanya Johnson. And Tanya used to work, Heinz used to work with us too.
We used to all work together, yes.
We used to all work together.
Her last day was my last day too.
Oh, so, yeah, that's right. You guys shared her last day. And she's been doing keto also since March this past year. And it's just so interesting to hear everyone's journey. Everyone has a different reason for wanting to do keto. Yep. And we learned something like, man, like what motivates people to want to do it, you know, and it's different for everybody.
Totally.
So you guys enjoy, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Hey, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Well, when we were trying to get this podcast off the ground, we had a ton of questions. We didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know how to get our podcast on forums. But the simple answer to all of that is Anchor. And the Anchor app is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing your podcast. And the best thing about it, it's all free. My favorite thing about Anchor is that they distribute to Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Google Podcasts all for you. But if you wanted to start your own podcast, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Go ahead and say hello to all the fans out there so we can...
Hello, all you keto fans.
Hey, welcome to the Keto Island Boys podcast.
That work?
Yeah, it's on. It's yeah, on. We...
Oh, are we recording right now?
We're recording right now. Okay. Cool. You're officially our first guest to be in the live studio. The live studio at work here. Normally we just call people.
And, yeah, this is our first in live guest. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
So why don't we do a quick introduction? Who, your name and well.
Yeah, just tell us a little bit about yourself. Maybe some background information, whatever you're comfortable sharing, and then. Yeah. I guess the first question is just how did you start doing keto, and then we'll take it from there. You know.
Yeah. Sure. Let me see. Where do I start?
Name,
yeah, my name. That's a good one.
Yeah, we'll start with the name.
I'm Tanya Johnson. I'm lucky enough to work with these guys for a minute.
Yeah, for a minute. Yeah. And been like Tanya's last day.
Tanya's last day. Woo woo. And really, this was a huge journey for me. I've gone through a lot in my life. 7 years ago, I lost my 19-year-old daughter. And within those 7 years, I also gained about 65, 70 pounds.
Wow.
Used to run marathons, used to do all that. You have something happen in your life, and it tends to
totally
throw you down the tunnel.
Yeah.
So in December, I was looking at myself, and I was actually looking through pictures of my phone, pictures, nothing. It's like, where's my pictures? Because I saw a meme somewhere about, don't ever be afraid to be in pictures, because then you'll be missing if you're not in the pictures later on.
Yeah.
No matter what size or what, you know. So I started this journey because I'm still... didn't like how I was looking. I started working out, hot yoga, kickboxing, and I lost 10, 15 pounds doing two-a-days. I mean, we were going to kickboxing and doing twice around the circuit, and, you know, I was seeing some results.
Yeah.
Then I come into work, and I'm like, who are all these skinny people running around?
Now, when you were doing these, hot yoga, that type of stuff, now, were you consistent with it? And
yes.
For how long were you doing these?
Yes.
And then?
4 to 5 times a week.
Wow.
Yeah. I've always had an athletic background. I have five brothers, you know, football year.
Wow.
All that stuff.
You're the only girl? Or?
I am.
Oh, wow.
And the oldest.
Beat up a lot growing up?
No, I beat them up.
Oh, and the oldest, too?
And the oldest, yeah. So I was like, you know, first it was Joss, and then I was like, wait, who's that guy? And I was like, I'm going to try this, you know? So I got on the keto bandwagon, as I would call it. And it just started.
When did you start?
Flying off. March.
Oh, March. So many people done it in March. We interviewed someone yesterday, and she started in March as well. And she had something happen in her life. She separated from her husband.
Yeah, and she had gained some weight.
And she had gained a lot of weight, and, you know, and she just went back to the gym, started just, you know, going back at it, and she lost a ton of weight since then. How much have you lost since March?
I've lost about 47 pounds.
Nice. Yeah.
So I was a size 14, 15 pants. Now I'm like 6'7".
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I feel like, man, I'm a big time slacker.
Hey, your journey is different than
everyone
else.
Exactly.
Sure.
Your journey is different.
Yeah, that's true.
But, and then my husband's about 7 years older than me, and he's bigger. Watching me, and he's like,
yeah, what are you doing?
What the hell are you doing?
You didn't tell him what you were doing.
Well,
when you
I did, but oh, I was like, this is my thing. You don't have to jump on my bandwagon. This is, I've really got to do this for myself because I'm coming out of my shell from a long time of hiding, really.
Absolutely.
So I was like, no, don't worry about it. I'll just do it myself. And I still made mac and cheese, and I still do, because I have an 8-year-old, 9-year-old at home, make spaghetti, and I do all that. But I'm like, when you see the weight just start, I mean, it's almost dragging behind you because it's just gone. I was like, no. And then he started. He's lost almost 30 pounds now.
When did he start?
He started in June.
Wow. Jeez.
And for the first 3 weeks, he really didn't have any, because he was like, oh.
I gained weight my first
week. He's a potato freak. He loves starch. I love
starch. Mr. Potato Head was my nickname for my parents growing up. I love potatoes too, starches. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Did he have keto flu, or you have keto flu?
I had keto flu.
Okay.
Oh.
Bad. To the point where I kind of thought I was having dementia or something, because I couldn't remember anything.
Yeah.
But then the
which
the
is when a lot of people quit. A lot of people quit when they, like, if your mind is, you couldn't remember things.
You
feel like shit.
And he was that way too. And I was like, just keep working through it, honey. Yeah. Just keep working through it. Have this beef broth. You know, let's. Hot yoga helped me though, because just sweating everything out really helped.
Wow.
Both of them, I think.
How long did you have the flu for? Or do you
I would
remember?
Say it was a month.
Month?
Yeah, it was not good.
A couple weeks too. Yeah, yeah, it was.
It was tough, but I kept saying, "Oh my gosh, get on the scale." Oh my gosh, I went to the doctor's last week, and I put the wrong weight down. I put 20 pounds over what I really am.
Did you realize afterwards?
I realized when I wrote it.
Well, they didn't just weigh you while you were there. They didn't have you step on a scale.
No. I weigh myself every morning. But. No, it was just this thing that I had to fill out, and I was like, oh wait, I don't weigh that much, because girls on their driver's license, usually the weight's like 10, 15 pounds lighter than they really are.
Oh, really? I do that too.
Well, with my driver's license, I'm like 1 or 2 inches taller than what I really are.
See?
Yeah, you're right. We need to retake our driver's license, because mine is like, old.
Doesn't really
sometimes
look like
they don't
you.
Look like yeah they don't look like you. I'm
exactly.
Like, oh, someone did a double take on it. I was like, yeah, I know, I've lost a lot of weight since then. So but that's that's good though. And then
now that, do you feel like this is something that you've been doing this since March, do you feel like this is something that you're going to continue doing and
absolutely
that
it's absolutely it's not a hard diet. That's what I told my husband. It's not hard. It's you're not hungry. You know, and you have to, it's the mind over matter, because you have to tell yourself, wait, I'm not hungry. I don't have to eat.
Yes.
It's breakfast. Yeah. I don't have to eat. I'm not hungry.
And we've been growing up so long thinking that we had to eat breakfast and lunch and
dinner
and snacks in between each meal.
Every 2 hours or whatnot, because that's going to help.
You
need
six times a day because it'll build your metabolism and it'll help you. But man, when you just think about it, just common, just if you eat less, it makes sense. You gotta because people are like, if when you starve yourself, your body's gonna go in starvation mode, and there's all these different types of things that we've been taught, and it's like, but I've just like you're saying, like if you're not hungry and it's breakfast, then it's like
don't
you don't have to eat breakfast. Just drink something. So sorry, were you gonna say something? Or
I was gonna say, because I always think about like Pioneer Days, which is funny. They didn't eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they were out working farms and doing hard stuff.
Right.
Where we're sitting in front of a computer watching our butt grow as we're filling our face.
Absolutely.
You know, so it just makes sense, and it's not hard. I did find one cookbook. It is Keto Comfort Foods. Highly recommend it, because I've gone through lots of
books
and stuff. I made some brownies that I probably could have snorted, because it was like air. That was bad.
Comfort foods. What's one of your favorite things? So you've made things from that cookbook. What are some of your favorite things to make in there?
My husband does the cooking.
Oh, nice.
But he made taco soup. You know, chocolate macadamia nuts. I was telling you
about
that recipe.
Yeah, that was a good recipe.
Simple,
fat
bombs, yummy.
He made one. Yeah.
And it's just yummy, because I think that's one of the gripes that you also have to get in out of your head is everything starts tasting the same. But when you think about that, that doesn't make sense, because all I'm not doing is I'm not eating tortillas, I'm not eating chips, I'm not eating bread.
yeah, exactly.
So and why does that make it taste better?
How about your husband now with starches and potatoes?
He hasn't touched them since.
Really?
Yeah. We found, because he had like 3 weeks where he didn't lose any weight. And I was like, what are you drinking in your coffee? And he was doing that creamer. There's 24, 28 carbs in the creamer. And I'm like, dude, you got to knock that out.
Yeah.
And just taking that out, he just started
cutting out.
Yesterday he was in a suit that he had to buy a bigger suit because he was getting too big. Mm-hmm. And he's getting close to 60.
Yeah.
He had that suit on. I'm like, dude, you look like a little tiny man in a suit.
Yeah. I was telling him yesterday, do you still have your HSA or Flex?
Yes.
You should buy that Keto Mojo, the blood glucose and testing your ketones.
Oh,
it's deductible. Right. It's
really,
yeah, they deduct it, and it's I already got reimbursed for it. And they
nice.
It. So if that's something, if you and your husband want to test your blood levels or ketones to see if certain foods kick you out or stuff like that. I mean, you don't have to. I didn't do it for the past year and a half, but. It's cool though, because after a night of drinking, we could wake up in the morning, we could test to see if our blood sugars are high, or
after a night of eating
or eating
so it's kind of cool to see the two things it does is test your blood sugar and the ketones. So the blood sugars, those ones are cheap, right?
As far as the chips,
the ketones ones, because it's not as common, it's a little bit more expensive. But that's the one that's more accurate, because I used to have the pea strips, but then after a while, when your body becomes more acclimated to using ketones for energy, it's you don't pee out as much ketones as you did in the beginning. So
did you track initially?
I did, and it was really easy for me. I had a diabetic pug for about 6 years. He just recently passed away. He was 16, so he lived a very good life. But I had ketone strips. I had everything, because I had to test his blood, and I had to do all of these things. So it was this just makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
How could we, as Americans, be so freaking off track?
Mm-hmm. I think ultimately, don't quote me here on my facts, but it makes sense. I think throughout time, food was one of those things that, in order to preserve it, it had to have lots of salt.
Yes.
We didn't have refrigeration, and as we keep on getting this technology, and, ultimately the thing that people, what people really value today is convenience. So that's why Amazon kills it out there. Yeah. Now you have Uber Eats, Uber in general. We just love convenience. And so when it comes to food, a lot of times if you have a package of something that won't go bad for 2 years, you can keep that on you. Keep that in your car.
Keep
that at your desk. Yes. Keep that wherever.
Yeah.
And so, that's how we've been accustomed to eat. And then not only a lot of times those things, like potato chips or whatever, they taste good and they're kind of addicting. But also, to kind of go back to what I feel like the hole that a lot of people dig themselves into is food is a very emotional thing too. So people use that to cope, and people use that for celebration. People use that. I mean, there's so many different
for anything.
And even socially. It's been hard.
Our last day. Let's go eat and drink.
I'm about to get fucked up. I'm probably gonna eat some carbs just because I kind of want to have something solid in there. With all the alcohol I'm about to drink. So, but it's there's a lot of emotional, social, there's a lot of ties to food.
Yes.
And then a lot of the food that we have is processed, lasts forever. And then that type of food is usually the cheapest, too.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Cheapest. Soda, and then it comes back to convenience. So it just makes sense. It's like we're sitting at a desk all day. We're busy. We have a million things that we have to do for work, for our kids, for our social lives and all this stuff. So when there's no time, it's sometimes grabbing a candy bar might be the only option, as you're running through the airport. So But now that, like going back to what we're saying is, like, if you don't have to eat, I feel like fasting is, like, the best way to go. It's a time saver. Yep. You can concentrate on whatever task you're doing. And I've always been a person that likes to just do whatever I need to do, and then when I'm done, feast. Like, yeah, you know, yeah, finally relax. Because, like, you know, versus having a task, eating halfway through it, and then trying to go back and finish that task. Something, especially if it's something like cleaning up or, like, you know, studying, you know, just food, I've always felt like makes you tired. So
do you fast?
I do. Yes, absolutely. That was probably the kicker. Like, so good. So
did you start it right away, or did you?
Things started, and I started falling off, and then all
you started
of a sudden,
fasting in March,
and then no, it was about May, okay. And I was like, wait a minute, okay.
That's
so
like us. We were like 2 weeks
like
in.
1 o'clock uh-huh. in the afternoon till 6 o'clock is mm-hmm. my eating time. Other than that, I just don't eat.
Yeah.
And it does a few things for me though, because I know that's my schedule, so I don't feel like I'm missing breakfast.
Right.
Because I don't eat them.
Yeah. Exactly.
And a lot of times I'll just go home after work and then eat, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm just like, it's
you can
not.
Wait. You're not. It's not pressing. You don't have that hanger feeling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What time are your windows? Did you say again?
1 to 6.
1 to 6.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you have to change your work lunch schedule? I mean, like, you know, prior to doing keto, did you have lunch like 11 or 12?
Yeah. Yes. Over here? Yep, yeah. Because you get in so early.
Yeah. And then people ask you to have lunch. You're like, nah, I'm good. I do that now. I'm saying I don't eat till 3. So
yeah,
it's harder for everyone around me.
Yeah.
I still go with them just for kicks, you know, but I don't.
Well, really that's the other thing too, is trying to learn how to like attend social like lunches mm-hmm. and stuff without having to eat, right?
Yeah.
So it's a big thing.
It is. You could still drink coffee, and a lot of restaurants, that's my new favorite thing is, you know, I'm so used to drinking the LaCroix and mm-hmm. the sparkling waters out of a can. And I'll run through those things. But getting sparkling water at a restaurant and having them add lime, mm-hmm. that's
so
bomb.
Good. Oh, yeah, it's so good.
Good. It's like my new favorite thing. And like the bougie places will bring out the bottle.
Yeah.
And
well, at my house, yeah. I've got a picture somewhere I could show you. But that's, I have a big basket of lemons and limes. And then I have a fresh water canister that I fill every day and slice fresh limes and lemons in it. And then even my son, that's all he drinks. He mm-hmm. loves the lemon water. Another thing that I found really cool is I have a 9-year-old. Mm-hmm. He just turned 9, so sometimes I call him 8. But he's along with the journey I do times, you know, making mac and cheese, make him a sandwich, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, because every kid should have one
kid
of those.
Stuff. Yeah, totally.
You know.
Stuff I grew up on.
But the other day I was like, hey, do you want a snack? You just got out of school, you want a snack? And he's like, sure, what do we got? And I was like, well, there's stuff in the fridge. He's like, can I just have an avocado?
Oh,
wow. Man,
I never just would say that.
I just recently started fucking with avocados. I used to not really like it. I used to be able to taste it in my sushi and just not like it. But now.
Oh, I love avocados.
Dude, me too
like,
now.
At
it's
least,
crazy.
At least one a day sometimes.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
that's good. You can it helps with your muscles for sure.
Oh, yeah. I go to Costco and load up. We usually get 2 bags a week.
Yeah.
And
spoil so fast.
They do.
Yeah, you put yours in the fridge and then.
No, I put them on. I have a really pretty vegetable thing.
Ah.
But just because it's just right there. Mm-hmm. If I'm like all of a sudden like, ooh, I kind of feel hungry.
Yeah.
Avocado. Boom.
That's your main.
That's
fat
my
go-to. That you
go-to yeah.
Fat? Yeah.
And I do the MCT oil and I do collagen with peptides, which.
Does the collagen get, I haven't messed with the collagen stuff.
I love the collagen because my skin is so soft. And
that's the other thing.
We're not young, but when I was losing weight, I was starting to get this little waddle thing here.
Yeah.
And I swear it's the collagen that's like pulled it back up. And
in
our last couple of interviews, we've actually heard people talk about how their skin. We interviewed Nando from the Bronx, and he talked about how it's actually lightened his skin color,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
then yesterday,
and then our other interview with Nat, she has rosacea, and it's helped with that, and just, is there any other sort of ailments that you may have had pre-keto that might have, that you surprisingly has helped outside of your skin, obviously?
Well,
it's
very
better,
hereditary.
So.
I get it from my father's side for the bad... where I'm going to forget the name of it.
Don't worry, we are not doctors,
nutritionists, no, bad cholesterol. So that it is very, very common, and I've been on medication for it, and I'm only 45 years old, but it's very hereditary. Mm-hmm. And with this, that's gone. So I don't have the bad cholesterols over the levels that I should be anymore.
You were taking meds for this?
Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah.
And when's the last time you took meds for this, for your cholesterol?
I kind of kicked it because I hate the medicine in January.
Wow, okay.
And I probably shouldn't, but I was just like, I hate this medicine. Hey. It actually makes me feel kind of itchy.
Well, you know, just with other people here in the office, like, just like, for example, JP, you know, he had started doing keto and he was lowering his insulin. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he had come into some roadblocks with like some kidney stones and some other things like that. But what's crazy is how, you know, and I don't want to fault doctors sometimes, but it's like, but sometimes that's how they get paid for prescribing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
drugs and
my
stuff
doctor
like that.
Is
so it's
completely,
like,
every time I go to my doctor, I get a pamphlet about keto. And
oh,
about
really?
Fasting and
for
about
no
yes
way.
And about
that's awesome
the USDA meat about finding your farmer about having fresh chickens
so
and fresh meat and he's because of all of the pesticides and stuff in the meat he's like very 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 clean and that's really helped a lot too but every time
so
I'm
you,
like well I know this
so your doctor knows about he's
oh
very
absolutely
familiar.
He's lost like we were standing together the other day, and I've lost almost 50 pounds, and so is he. And then he had this nurse's assistant, and we're like, we lost her together.
Yeah.
I mean, so it was really cool.
That's awesome, because most doctors, like, don't have the time to educate like that, you know, too. Because some doctors might care, but I just feel like...
He prescribes it to his...
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes, absolutely. And he is a regular medical doctor. He's not a naturalist or anything.
Wow.
But he's on this, and he's very, very much, I mean, he's lost a ton of weight. I've lost a ton of weight. It works.
Yeah.
He's healthier.
Yeah.
You can't get out of his office without some kind of pamphlet on something about keto.
Did
and
he
about
have,
fasting and cycling and all kinds of different things.
Did he have any cautions for you doing keto or say, hey, maybe watch out for this? Or
Just keep it up.
Oh, just keep it up.
Just keep it up. Yeah. And be careful that you're not doing dirty keto all the time.
what's dirty keto?
Dirty keto is going...
What?
You.
Why are you looking at me?
You.
Describe it.
McDonald's might be a little dirty keto.
Oh, I see.
That type of thing. Because he's very much, Tanya, please know where you get your meat from. Please know. Just because of what he's researched in pesticides and what we feed our animals and that type of thing. But you got to have dirty keto because sometimes on the fly you need that burger. I don't care, you know?
I mean, and then that, for me, like I said, that kind of goes back to the fasting. So it's like, you know, I would love for people to just eventually fast if they're trying to come to a crossroads like that where they feel like they need something to eat. But if you're really too busy to do anything, just don't eat and keep doing whatever you're busy doing and then finish that task and then find yourself a good meal. The other thing, well, we have a segment called What Would KIV Order? Obviously, you listen to the podcast, you know. But we always do that for, I feel like we try to help beginners out.
Yes.
Know? So obviously, if you're starting out and you're not knowing what to get.
Absolutely.
Then you have to do dirty keto.
Well, my go-to, and it still is.
Yeah,
that was
my
our next question.
is a piece of lettuce with a couple pieces of bacon in it, little amount of tomatoes because they are kind of carby, and then just mayo. And I wrap that sucker up and it's so good. And it's like a BLT
without
the bread.
You don't add cheese to that or anything?
Sometimes. I'm like you guys. I go to Costco and
kill
that aisle.
My favorite thing to do since I started doing keto is going to any sort of markets now. Like deli that has deli meats, cheeses, and I'll sit there and I'll just like look at the prices of all the like deli meats and all the different types of cheeses, and then obviously like if you're you know at Pike's Place they have Beecher's homemade cheese.
Yes.
So every time I walk in there, I always just
grab
because they have samples.
Yeah.
You just walk into the back, you can just go ahead and grab your own sample and just. Oh. So I go in there every time and just grab a sample. Unless I am fasting.
Yeah.
But usually I'm having a happy hour or something around there. But I'll always go in there and just
have some.
I
love cheese.
So and cheese, so you're
a brie. Love brie. I always have a big old thing of brie at my house and I'll just take chunks out of it and eat it. And I found out that's actually in like London and stuff, that's a delicacy. That's kind of what they do is they eat cheese more than they eat crackers, chips, that type of thing.
Soft cheese?
Yeah.
Brie? Okay. They have it at Costco. I always just use baby bell cheese and stuff like that.
I've also heard like in France that they'll eat cheese for dessert.
Yeah.
So, which is like, damn, that makes sense.
Maybe not the key of that.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go back to, I hear, the whole study about how they vilified fat and sugar was sort of not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Ansel Keys had his whole 7-country study, but he didn't include countries like France that eat a ton of cheese and stuff and had relatively low heart disease rates there and stuff like that. So once again, we need a fact checker. I'm just kind of spitting out names and stuff. But how about going out to eat? Have you found a place that you like to go eat and they have an amazing keto meal?
My favorite go-to meal is fajitas.
Okay.
Without the rice and beans and without the tortillas. Yep. And then if you're at a good Mexican place, they'll bring tableside guacamole and you can choose which ingredients on the table that you want in your guacamole. I just do
avocados.
Just the avocado, maybe a few of the tomatoes, but not a lot. I'm really careful with my tomatoes. Hot peppers, I love anything spices. And I just throw in, jalapenos and then they just mix it up right there. You can get cheese added to it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I take that, put that on top of my fajita mix with
Have you tried those no carb, those fajita like knockoffs?
Tortillas,
I haven't tried those tortillas. The noodles, the skinny noodles.
What are those made of? Are those the ones made out of mushrooms?
Yeah, it's made out of some kind of mushroom something. And I'll make spaghetti with meatballs, because at Costco too they have the keto friendly spaghetti sauce and
they do?
Yeah. It only has like 3 grams of carbs per half cup or something like that. And then they have their meatballs that are low carb too, so you can just throw in some of the meatballs and there you go. So trying to just make more what we would think a normal food is.
Yeah.
Because it really helps your head. I think 90% of not being able to do keto is mind over matter. It really is.
It is.
Totally. Like I said, a lot of the choices that we make are emotional. So like if you could control those emotions and use your head to sort of guide, whatever direction that you're trying to go into as far as eating and, everyday habits. Because ultimately, a lot of the things we're doing have compounding effects if you continue doing the same behavior day in and day out, week after week, And so, before I didn't realize how much sugar and stuff I ate, but...
Neither did I.
Yeah, we just...
You're just more conscious of the labels, right? You're always...
Oh, yeah.
NyQuil.
Yeah. NyQuil.
Oh my gosh.
Tons of
kicked
sugar
me out of keto.
Really?
I wanted to sleep and I was throwing up all night long.
Wow.
The sugar in it.
Because of the sugar and it's got a lot of carbs too. Uh-huh.
I'm like, I didn't think about that. There's a lot of carbs in NyQuil.
And I'm like, I don't even know what I can take now. So it's just really finding a balance of and making sure you really look at the ingredients. Because NyQuil will kick you out of keto fast you don't know what you're doing.
I haven't been sick, so I have now I know I wouldn't even go to that.
Don't.
Yeah, for sure. Good.
How often do you cheat on
When's the last time you cheated?
Well, I went to Utah and I had a half a cookie and it might have had some special stuff in it.
They're being hungrier.
My best friend, she's been my best friend since 5th grade. We stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning, eating a cookie and drinking some wine.
Half a cookie.
But I get really ill if I have carbs. I get sick.
Yeah.
Like really, I've sat in my husband's lap and just like shook.
Wow.
So it's not Yeah. Cheating doesn't sound fun to me.
Wow, that's a new one. I haven't heard of that. Yeah.
Cheating does not sound fun. It's terrifying.
No, not the shakes, but I will like
kind of sick. Yeah, you can sick many times. Yeah, yeah.
I will get sick every now and then where it's just like it just feels like a hangover, like instant hangover to me, where it's just like head hurts and it's just like
nauseous, stomach's not right.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Like, a little gassy, just like all types of
bloating.
So so you were drinking wine. Was that keto wine? Do you like to? Is there certain types of drinks that you
the
like
dark
to drink?
Reds,
alcohol.
The dark reds, the less sugar. So I usually go with a Merlot or a Cab.
Yeah,
just watch the content of it. I haven't ever had it knock me out of keto. I've stayed so.
Malbecs too.
Another fun thing we like to ask people is like, you know, with all the weight loss that you've had, like, have you been buying clothes like as you've been losing weight?
It's been ridiculous.
Isn't it? Like, you couldn't even wear the pants that you went before you started keto.
No. Well, actually, I kind of can. I just look like I'm a farmer or something.
Like it's overall.
They're not cute. So people always say, don't do this. But I always have. I'll buy myself some go-to pants, some pants that I'm going to fit into.
And then
I have them shipped home. Uh-huh. And I'm like, okay, so by the time these get here, then I'll have, you know, a few weeks to get into them. And then I get here and they're loose. I was only $60-$70 pairs of pants. It's not bad, but when you don't fit into them for
I mean, but you could still return them though, right?
Yeah, you
can.
So
it's
like,
I did the same thing. Well, I did this years ago where me and Jeff were in Dubai visiting my brother, and all the stores there are like, they stop at like 2X, 1X at a lot of places. And there's a lot of places in Dubai that me and Jeff went into when we were around 245, 250, hovering in that range, where we would ask to put on a shirt, and then literally the people at the stores were like, you don't fit that.
Don't take it out
don't
of
take
the
it off.
Don't,
yeah.
don't take it off.
Don't take it off the rack.
Don't fit it.
I'm like, fuck you. Like, I'm going to try to squeeze
it.
I'm
going to get in here.
In fact,
we used to make fun of us being in the 240 club. 240, 250 club. And like,
oh, yeah, 250 club. We used to make jokes about it all the time.
When I started, I was 197, and I was like, I was only ever heavier once, and that's when I had my first child, and I had what's called toxemia, so I had all kinds of water weight gain. And that's
we learned a new medical term literally like almost every episode.
And that happens because of
I had really high blood pressure. It was being pregnant and being way too young to be pregnant, but it can really affect you, and that was the only time I've ever been that heavy. And when you get on the scale, and I'm going to be totally transparent. My mom is like 5'3", my dad's 5'4". Dad on a heavy day maybe weighs 165. Just tiny people. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, where the hell did I come from? How did this happen? I mean, when I got married, I couldn't even wear heels because I would have towered over my dad when he walked in. So it's been, you know, and it's depressing, especially as a woman. I'm like, okay, I'm going to hit the 200 mark. I don't want to be here.
Right.
Is
the lightest you've been since the longest you can remember?
Well, before my daughter passed away, I was about the same weight now.
Damn, that's dope.
You still have a lot of your clothes from back in the day that you kind of kept. Like, I remember, I just go into my drawers like, oh.
I have some Rock Revivals, and I'm like, I think I can wear those again. But then I'm also 45, and should I be wearing Rock Revivals? I don't need a flashy butt.
Oh, yeah, since you've started keto, has anyone else, like, you've been giving good advice or, like,
especially you and your husband, right?
Me and my husband, I went to Utah. Yeah. My ex-mother-in-law started keto. She's like, Tawny can do it, I can do it. And she's down 30 pounds. I mean, everybody, and I always get pinged, how are you doing this?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, and I'm just like, it's not hard.
You're the coach.
Yeah,
you're the
guru. Do this, 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 and this. when you start, and don't be too hard on yourself either. That's yeah. my thing. I like where I am now. Am I going to cheat sometimes? Yeah, I will. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. But I don't even think it's really cheating. It's just not eating the right way that day, because yeah. you're going to go right back to it.
Yeah.
So is yeah. it really cheating? Well, yes and no, because yeah. it's a lifestyle. It's not a diet.
Into it. Yeah. So like I said, I'm going to go Hawaii next week. I know I'm going to cheat and have meals.
Moco moco.
Yeah. As soon as, yeah. as soon as I come back. I'm back on the
exactly.
way. Yeah, it's a long-term lifestyle.
It
thing,
is.
So.
It is.
Yeah.
And we love it. I love it.
That's what I mean. 1 week out of the 52 weeks out of the year, you know, or even 2 weeks out of the 52 weeks a year, if you tend to eat whatever, it's like, it's not gonna kill
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Well, my worry, too, because I have been really clean and not cheating, but my worry is like, oh, I'm going to wake up and all my weight's going to be back on.
Yeah, that's a legit, yeah. That's like, true, yeah. I think of that sometimes too.
It's crazy what the, you know, just that alone, just talking with, man, like so many commonalities we've had with some of our last guests on the show, just talking about that mental.
Oh, it is mental.
That mental thing when you look in the mirror and how, like, sometimes you see your old you, you know what I mean? The
yes.
old, you know, 50 pounds ago, whatever, 100 pounds ago, and it's weird seeing that person present today in the mirror and not think of what you used to look
yes,
like.
Yes, yes, yes.
Such a weird thing. And but it's good that, like, you know, that you understand what's going on, though, right? And I feel like other for most people, like, going back to the whole hiding from pictures, like, I felt like I did that for a long time,
mm-hmm.
you know? Or then you try to strategically, like,
place stuff in
yeah,
front of you.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah just to have
your
face.
You put the one
oh,
leg
yeah.
out.
I didn't do the
hide
one
your
leg
arms.
Out.
Tilt your head up.
But yeah, have people be in front of you,
yeah,
or, like,
yeah.
you'll try to crouch down
true,
and just
yeah.
have the face.
Or you're in the
like,
water and you only do it from, like,
yeah.
from the head up, the chest up.
Yeah.
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I get that.
So, what, and that's the thing that pisses me off because, you know, I didn't think I did that, and I did do that a
yeah,
lot.
I think everybody
and
does.
And I did that a lot to
yeah.
the point where it's hard for me to find pictures from back then when I was. You know, I failed to take pictures right when I started, which I should have just took a whole bunch of,
mm-hmm.
you know, profile shots and so
yeah,
but you
yeah.
know it's okay. I mean, I still have a little bit of ways to go on
yeah,
my own
you
journey.
Start it now, like I said.
You're right. I
yeah.
should start it now. And but yeah, it's, you know, it's just crazy. Like, it all goes back to, you know, a lot of this is mental and making the same decisions over
yeah.
and over and over again and just kind of going from there. It's, you know,
well, then lastly, what advice would you give to people who are starting out? What kind of advice do you give to your friends and family,
mm-hmm.
when they start doing keto, what would you suggest to them?
Well, there's a couple of things, and some of this may be TMI, but your smell changes.
Oh.
You do.
Yeah,
your body,
that.
Sweat, and everything. And I told my best friend, I was like,
breath.
When you
yeah.
first
mm-hmm.
go into ketosis, you're going to be like, whoa, this is different.
yeah.
Okay.
But then it mellows out after you get out of the flu and stuff. But find recipes that you really like. And don't be too hard on yourself.
Awesome.
And
yeah.
if you ever need anything, if you need someone to say, hey, you know, or if you're like, I really need to figure out some new fat bombs.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-mother-in-law and I got
mm-hmm.
into that, and she gave me this recipe for this really tangy, like, lemon meringue raspberry fat bomb, and I was like,
oh,
you know, so
wow.
having a network of people
that's
where you
next level.
Where you share,
yeah.
where you share your recipes, where you find what's good, and just be open to trying maybe some noodles made out of mushrooms.
Yeah,
or,
yeah. yeah. So many new options you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
And that, just don't be hard on yourself.
Yep.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to, or any...
Helped you on
yeah, anything
journey.
That you want to... This is sort of your... time to sort of, you know, give props or whatever. I mean, this is literally, you can do whatever you
well,
want.
Well, I was
going
to say,
time,
shout out to Joss. Love Joss. She really was the first one that
yes.
I saw, and I was like, holy cow, because we all know Joss. She's been here forever,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, holy cow. So shout out to her and all the work that she's done. To you guys, oh my gosh.
Yeah. We're part of the whole office. Yeah.
I truly, my thing is, and I tell people this, and I say, you know, I have some really great Polynesian friends. And if a Poly can do it, anybody can do
Amen.
It. Period. That's it.
You know, Island boys. Island. Well, awesome. Thank you for
thank you so much.
Thank you for taking some time out today to talk with our first, and this might be our only for a while.
Yeah.
Since we're all like for separate.
You too.
Yeah,
I'll be here in the conference room by myself doing the podcast.
It's okay. Yeah. I mean,
it's all right.
Yeah.
You guys are doing great things, and a lot of people are listening. So
thank
it's
you. We appreciate that.
Very cool.
Cool.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Let's stop this. Awesome. For this part of the podcast, we're going to use real-world situations.
Situations where you go out to eat with your friends and family that are not necessarily doing keto. So listen to what we, the Keto Island Boys, would order.
So, inspired by our talk earlier, we are going to be breaking down the In-N-Out
menu. Yep.
And In-N-Out is a favorite. I'm sure everyone knows In-N-Out burgers by now. And we were looking up the menu, and actually the online menu is pretty cool because they actually break down the menu with mustard and ketchup, and they break it down protein style. So, it'll tell you that the bun is replaced with lettuce. So they have it with the condiments, without the condiments, and without the bun. So that's pretty cool. And, to know, you know, that how they, it's a PDF that they send out. So
that's dope.
Yeah. What would you order keto wise?
So keto wise, if I were to just go in, so, you know, in our podcast today, I had the, I just don't like buns just in general, but they are cleaner as far as eating. But, you know, I would probably get the, now granted, if I'm not going to, you know, going to, no milkshake, it would probably definitely be the 4x4 or quad by quad. Yeah. Four patties, four slices of cheese. Yep. Protein style. Might not even have it protein style. Just say, hey, just put it on a plate and just let me dig into it like that. But I would definitely add all some of that other stuff. So I, because they do grilled onions, they do hot pepper, which are really bomb. Yeah. So grilled onions, hot peppers, and protein style, and then call it good right there. It's just like a big old burger salad.
Yeah, they, and you can get it in a bed of lettuce, or you can get it a fully wrapped lettuce. I was looking online, so that's pretty cool.
Well, that, I was thinking of that too, and like four patties and four slices of cheese with all the hot peppers and grilled onions. Dude, it's already – so I did a double-double.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, on Saturday, and that was super messy. Like, like the last few bites, it's like I couldn't tell what was lettuce or what was the wrapping paper that they wrap it in. Because I was like, shit, am I eating some of this wrapping paper? Because it just gets so messy with all that, like, you know, just sauce and just,
yeah.
I think I had tomatoes in there, so just all it just gets real messy. So.
And
what about you?
So your protein style 4x4 has about 900 calories, 8 net carbs, and like 63 grams of protein. So that's not bad for four patties and four cheeses.
Sounds bomb to me.
Yeah. I don't think I could do four. That's a lot. I would probably do the three by three protein style. No bun. It's the exact same thing. And it would just have 8 net carbs, 48 grams of protein, and 700 calories. So I would get that, and I'd probably call it good. And,
would you put any of the grilled onions or the hot peppers or the animal style?
I would put I probably would get the sauce, even though the sauce is probably has some carbs in it.
A little bit, yeah.
Bit of carbs in it, and their special sauce that they put there, and no peppers. I'm not a real hot peppery kind of islander.
Grilled onions?
Yeah, and I put the grilled onions on there. Yeah. Pre keto Heinz, what did you order? Would have ordered, or would order?
Pre keto. Oh yeah, for sure. I would probably go double with all of the animal style and also. With the hot peppers, and then definitely just fries and a vanilla shake for sure.
Yeah.
So,
So the I would do the same thing. So the double double with onions, and that one has about 40 carbs and over 10 grams of sugar for just the double double with onions and with mustard and the spread. The fries have 54 carbs, net carbs, and a shake would have about 60 to 80 carbs and about 60 over 60 grams of sugar for the shake. So yeah, that would definitely kick you out of ketosis and probably would go over your macros for the whole month.
Yeah, for sure.
But
What about you? What about you?
I would do the same thing. I would do the double
Double
double.
double, yeah.
Yeah, with the spread, the onions and everything. I would do fries and man, you know, the shakes give me stomach aches for my lactose. I usually stay away from the shakes. I wouldn't get it unless I know I'll be on the way to the bathroom. So
Wow, yeah.
I'll just do the animal style
So this is
fries.
the thing with In-N-Out too, is like, pre-keto us, right? We n didn't necessarily live close to an In-N-Out, right? Because In-N-Out's not in Washington State, right? So In-N-Out's like, I don't know which states they're in, so I only know they're, I mean, hey, Seattle has a Shake Shack now.
Yeah, they do. I think they're gonna have an In-N-Out too. I'm not sure, but yeah, I think they're mostly in Cali. Oh no, they're in Vegas.
They're in Vegas. Yep, there's one right down the street from my house, actually. And then there's, I think they're in Texas too, maybe something like that. I don't know. But the thing is, like when we go to these places, we're not used to ordering, and we don't know. It's not like McDonald's, because now that I think back, like when I would go to McDonald's, I would order something, but I would order an extra burger. So, like thinking about how I would order the double double, I actually might actually probably pre-keto Heinz order the triple triple with the bun and all that stuff, and just, and I, you know what? I used to be able to smash that, because I used to be able to easily smash like a number one from McDonald's plus like two extra burgers on top. That's how hungry I used to be, and I used to clear that no problem. So like just thinking back of like, fuck, if that was pre-keto Heinz, I would easily eat probably a triple triple with the bun and still, and like, because I forget how much my appetite has been suppressed in the last, 6 months.
It's
It's
overkill to do it now.
exactly. Because I used to think about, man, I used to order that like all the time from McDonald's. Like, yeah, so now, just thinking in the same sense of In-N-Out, I would probably be able to smash on something like that and then clear it no problem. Like today, if I were to try to eat all of that, it's funny, even when me and Cook cheated this last weekend and got the fry, we should have just got one fry, because we couldn't even finish either of our fries, and we didn't even want to. He was just like, oh, I'm good. I probably had like 15 fries, and I was like, yeah, I'm good. Like that's, I got my craving out the way, and I don't feel like finishing the rest of these, so I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Well, I mean, I same with me. And it was just because I have ordered fries before and thinking I can eat it all, not thinking about sharing it, right? So that's why you each ordered fries yourself. But now that you know your appetite is suppressed a lot more and you get full a lot faster, I don't know. When I was out there in Hawaii just ordering food, I couldn't even finish a lot of the foods that we were eating at some of the restaurants, and it was just like overkill. So I definitely know, you know, what it's like when you're adapted fully and not really hungry and you just can't stuff everything, you know?
I think the other thing too is when I go on vacation, kind of how like you were just in Hawaii, I think about my insulin now too. So I it's like, if I'm eating breakfast and I know I'm gonna eat like two, three, this is terrible, but if I know I'm gonna eat 2, 3 hours later, I'll raise my insulin so that I could kind of blend in with everybody else. Just so that I will be, because I know it'll help me be hungrier again. Hours, isn't that weird?
That's weird.
Like I try to play with that whole with the insulin thing, right? Like I try to just, use it to just, you know, I just think about it like now when it comes to that type of stuff. So it's just kind of weird.
But. I hear you. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's it for episode 20. We just would like to really thank everyone again for listening to our podcast and, you know, continue to follow us on Instagram and on Twitter, at Keto Island Boys. And we would love it. We would love to get a review, 5-star reviews for you guys. We're trying to build up our
reviews. Yeah, please leave a review. Yeah.
And so we can continue and we can like, you know, share our podcast with everyone. But yeah, reviews is what we are looking for. So if you guys can just please take a time out and just write something on there for us, we'll definitely give you a shout out on the air. And actually, I'm printing out some stickers, decals for the Keto Island Boys with our logo. So if you guys would leave us a review, I'll be more than happy to ship some sticker out to anyone who gives us a review. So hey, we got some incentives for people.
Yeah, if you want a Keto Island Boys sticker, go ahead, write a review, and we will send one out.
So we know if you know how we're doing and stuff like that. So yes, again, thank you. One. Yeah. My legs are green like that pedal of I win, win, win. I win, win, win. I win, win, win. All day.